On Washington College Week, helping domestic violence victims can be hard in isolated areas. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Durso, assistant professor of sociology at Washington College, describes using data points to bring help to areas that need it.
Maryland's Eastern Shore is quite rural, and the Midshore Council on Family Violence is the primary service provider for victims of domestic violence for five counties. For victims who are isolated in one of these places, it can be hard to get help. To help Midshore better serve its clients, my students and I worked with Midshore and the college's Geographic Information Systems program, supporting a $1 million Victims of Crime Act grant to enhance services such as crisis intervention, counseling, temporary housing, criminal justice support, and advocacy. We interviewed Midshore clients who had experienced domestic violence, in part to define their needs as data points. We saw recurring themes like poverty and the lack of access to resources, but we also saw the themes of social cohesion and isolation. Prior research tells us that living in a small town can deter crime, but these women indicated that social cohesion doesn't always help domestic violence victims. Because domestic violence is often seen as a private, even shameful matter, it can prevent people from seeking help. Our interviews also revealed how important social media can be for women who are physically and socially isolated by helping them communicate with others who have had similar experiences. The GIS team mapped client locations, creating a macro view that convinced officials that additional offices were needed. The interviews informed other resources to map, like hospitals, public transportation, daycare providers, police jurisdictions, broadband internet and mobile data networks, and access to affordable housing. With these data, the agency is revamping where and how it's deploying its money and efforts to help women in rural areas on Maryland's Eastern Shore.
That was Rachel Durso of Washington College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.